The Takfiri Wahhabis will share around statements purportedly from our great scholars in order to show that Shias are deviant, like this one, where they show that Imam Khomeini said in his book Kashf al-Asrar, and it is clear that if the Prophet had delivered the message of Imamah as Allah ordered, and if he had placed some effort in this matter, many battles and conflicts would not have taken place in the Islamic world, nor would we have many differences in the usul or the furu' of this religion. So the Takfiri Wahhabis will show this quote and say, look at how blasphemous Imam Khomeini is, look at how deviant and twisted the Shia school of thought is. They don't only provide the English translation, but they even provide the Arabic to certify their claim. And if you read the Arabic, yeah, that's pretty much what it says, that if the Prophet had delivered the message of Imamah, problems and wars would not have occurred, explicitly implying that the Holy Prophet failed in his mission to deliver the command of Allah. It's like, whoa. But just like all of the false Takfiri Wahhabi propaganda targeting Shias and our great leaders, this can be easily refuted. Kashf al-Asrar was written in 1943 as a response to some of the philosophical aqaidi issues among the Iranian people, whose language is Farsi, and for this reason, the book was written originally in Farsi. That's right, this Arabic translation is not the original. The Jordanian translator made mistakes, intentionally or unintentionally, which caused the meaning of the book to be distorted. Because of this Arabic translation, which had flaws and was spread like wildfire by Takfiri Wahhabis to say, look, Imam Khomeini is clearly a kafir who insults the Prophet. So much confusion and hatred was born. Another Arabic translation was made by another translator to clear up the misconceptions. This is the actual Arabic translation, which doesn't distort the meaning. Not only did they distort the meaning through an English translation, but they also provided a false Arabic translation so that anybody reading it would be like, yes, Imam Khomeini indeed did say such a thing. Furthermore, here is the original Farsi book, and as you can see, Imam Khomeini says, Khur roshan va vazeh hast ke, it is very clear and evident that agar amre imamat, if the command of Imamah in the way that Allah had commanded and the messenger had presented and striven for, jaryan payda karde bood, had this been given current to, then all these problems and issues and disagreements, etc., would not have come into existence. Meaning that the Holy Prophet perfectly carried out his duty and delivered the message of Islam and Imamah, but it was not given current to by the people. So as you can see, we must not fall so easily for the deception of the Takfiri Wahhabis, whose aim it is to defame Imam Khomeini. This is why the Holy Quran says, O you who believe, if an evildoer comes to you with a report, look carefully into it, lest you harm a people in ignorance, then be sorry for what you have done. And there are so many examples of such false statements, countless lies being spread about Imam Khomeini in order to divide the Ummah. They shared this statement of Imam Khomeini's book, trying to show that Imam Khomeini declared that Aisha, the wife of the Holy Prophet, Talha, Zubair and Muawiyah and others who went against Imam Ali were kafir and najis, spiritually impure, and worse than dogs and pigs. The Takfiri Wahhabis tried to show that, look, outwardly the Shias are calling for unity and to not insult the Sunni revered figures, but secretly, in their books, they are insulting them by calling them dogs and pigs. They claim that Imam Khomeini, after saying that such personalities were not najis, impure, goes on to say that although, in fact, they are more impure than dogs and pigs. That doesn't even make sense. Look at the Arabic. Where does Imam Khomeini say although, in fact? The Arabic doesn't say that. It says in kanu, meaning even if they were. Furthermore, the Takfiri's English translation ends with a full stop, whereas you can see that the Arabic continues. There's a sentence which they chose not to include. The correct translation is, thus, if a sultan against the commander of the faithful, referring to Imam Ali, does khuruj, opposes or fights, not for religious reasons but for worldly reasons or for other dala'il, motives or arguments, like Aisha, Zubair, Talha and Muawiyah, or if they hold nasb, enmity, for the imams, not for religious reasons but for reasons of enmity towards the Quraysh or Bani Hashim or the Arabs or because one of their children was killed or their father, etc., they are not necessarily najis, wahiran, even if they are more khabith, worse than dogs and pigs, they are still not najis, and there is no argument for their being najis. Now, you may still take issue with this statement. All right, that's fine, but at least take issue with the reality rather than something distorted. Imam Khomeini was not referring to these people as dogs or pigs. He was saying that even if it is argued that they are worse than that, it doesn't make them najis from a fiqhi perspective. When people read the history and they see that personalities like Aisha, the wife of the Holy Prophet, Talha, Zubair and Muawiyah and others went to war against Imam Ali, who was the first Imam and the fourth rightly guided Khalif, such people assume that this makes such personalities kafir. On this basis, they end up declaring such personalities as najis, they insult and abuse them and refer to them as dogs and pigs. Imam Khomeini is saying, calm down, even if they were worse than that, you can't call person X najis. In kanu, even if they were akhbath min, worse than dogs and pigs, it cannot be said that they were najis. Even in this statement of Imam Khomeini's, you can see that he is striving for unity. Yet, the Takfiri Wahhabis try to twist it in order to show the opposite, and they do it on purpose in order to mislead people. We do not compromise on historical evidences, but at the same time, certain sentiments that do exist among the Shia and Sunni circles have to be taken into consideration when addressing sensitive topics. The Takfiri Wahhabis shared this statement of Imam Khomeini where he describes a type of taqiyya. It is the act of those who differ with us, Ahlul Sunnah, love us and to lure them by friendliness in a situation where there is no fear of harm or damage to the Shia, unlike the taqiyya of fear. Now, without even going into the issues of the translation here, what is your problem? The Takfiri Wahhabis read this statement with some sort of terrifying music in the background to make it seem like something deceptive and sinister. It's not! Yes, we believe that you should behave in a loving manner and be friendly with Sunnis. I'm sorry, you're just dumb if you think that when you meet a Sunni, you should just be like, eh! Hey Sunni!
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Hey, your Khalif did this, your Khalif did that. According to this book and that book, I can give you the references.
No, that's not the way a Shia should be. We're proud of being Shia. That doesn't mean we're going to be all up in your face about it. That's just not good akhlaq.
Taqiyya is a natural social disposition which Islam teaches us to adhere by. And we've explained the concept of taqiyya, which is not limited to the Shia school of thought, with Quranic evidences here. The Takfiri Wahhabis shared a clip of ours in which we quoted Imam Khamenei saying, "We are proud of being a follower of the members of the Prophet's household of Shiaism and the leadership of the Commander of the Faithful and his direct rule as the Khalif. But this is not something to be proven on streets. Rather, such things have to be proven in a discussion with the elites and those who are experts in the field. What is more, these discussions have to be done in a logical manner. Slandering, fault-finding, using bad language, and trying to settle issues by swords is a kind of help to the enemies of Islam who oppose both the Shia and the Sunni." Every normal, decent Muslim, whether Sunni or Shia, watching this right now will have no issue with this statement. But the Takfiri Wahhabis do. A Takfiri Wahhabi stated about this,
"What is problematic about the aforementioned statement is the blatant opposition Khamenei demonstrates to Sunni Islam. On one hand, he promotes religious unity, disregards differences, and seeks to dissolve any degree of sectarian hostility. Yet on the other hand, he champions Shiaism as the correct theological understanding."
All this person has done is proven that Imam Khamenei is a Shia.
Duh.
Clearly, this guy has not watched or has intentionally ignored our video where we explain the concept of Islamic unity. Let's make this absolutely clear. Islamic unity does not mean abandoning or diluting Sunniism or Shiaism. You can be a proud Sunni and you can be a proud Shia and still remain united. According to the Shia school of thought, we do not accept Abu Bakr, Umar, or Uthman as our leaders because there's no evidence in our books that the Holy Prophet appointed them. There is, however, evidence that Imam Ali was directly appointed by the Holy Prophet. I can accept you as my Muslim brother, even if you do not look up to the 12 Imams the way I do, and you can accept me as your Muslim brother, even if I do not look up to the Khalifs the way you do. Unity does not mean to all believe the same thing. Unity means to have differences and be one ummah despite those differences. The Holy Quran says, "O mankind, surely we have created you of male and female and made you of tribes and families that you may know each other. Surely the most honorable of you with Allah is the one among you who is most careful of his duty. Surely Allah is knowing and aware." The sectarian types don't want unity. We do. What is better for the Ummah? What does the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt tell us to do? Now the Takfiri Wahhabis have started a propaganda campaign against Iran in particular, showing videos and screenshots of alleged Iranian Shias insulting and abusing, etc. They show numerous clips of random people, one after the other, trying to show that abusing the Sahaba is routine in Iran and among religious circles here. This is simply not true. Do you know how many scholars there are in Iran? They cannot be counted. And the majority are not sectarian. And the percent of them that are sectarian, that do abuse and slander, etc., is truly minimal. They are magnified by the Takfiri Wahhabis to suit their agenda, just as the mainstream media magnifies deviant extremist Muslims to suit their agenda. When the mainstream media highlights another suicide bombing or terrorist attack carried out in the name of so-called Muslims, Muslims generally are just like, hey, that's not fair. That's not the true face of Islam. How many times have we seen Sunni brothers having to defend themselves or disassociate themselves from groups like the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, or Daesh terrorists?
Well, it's the same thing. When Shias are targeted by Takfiri Wahhabi propaganda, which depicts them as sectarian or mushrikeen, etc., Shias generally are just like, hey, that's not fair. That's not the true face of Shia Islam. What the Takfiri Wahhabis typically do is they show examples of Shia scholars doing weird things, like saying that the Quran is modified, endorsing tatbir and bloodletting rituals, saying that Imam Ali is God, worshipping a horse, and publicly abusing and insulting the Sahaba. They show Shias doing these things, and then they immediately show images of our truly great leaders and role models like Imam Khomeini, Imam Khamenei, Ayatollah Sistani, Ayatollah Behjet, Agha Pinayan, etc. Brothers and sisters, the master at using this deceptive tactic is the mainstream media, depicting Muslims generally as suicide bombing, pedophilic, barbaric, violent, twisted freaks. The mainstream media is the best at generalizing, stereotyping, and demonizing Muslims in general. The Takfiri Wahhabis are doing the same thing, except their energies are focused at generalizing, stereotyping, and demonizing Shias. Look at this man, he is Shia. Look what he's saying about Sunnis. All Shias are like this. Look at what this Shia scholar is doing. This is what Shias are like. Look at this twisted belief. This is what Shias believe. It's ridiculous. For every Shia that abuses the Sahaba and does not want unity, there are probably hundreds, if not thousands of Shias that don't abuse the Sahaba and do want unity. Why are they not being shown? And I can say that with confidence because I have been in Iran studying in Qom for the past 5 years, and in all my time, not once have any of my teachers or senior scholars ever insulted or abused the Sahaba or the wives of the Prophet, even in private classes. And I've had 50 to 60 teachers and been acquainted with at least 100 senior scholars in various institutions and settings. This is the general culture in Iran, and particularly in the scholarly circles of Qom. I'm not saying that sectarian-minded individuals don't exist. They do. But number one, their sectarian sentiments are condemned by the majority, not only by lesser-known scholars, but even by prominent scholars like Ayatollah Araki, who is not only an influential lecturer and scholar, but also a member of the Assembly of Experts in Iran. And number two, such sectarian-minded individuals do not in any way, shape, or form represent the general culture here in Iran among the prominent scholarly circles. The general culture here is one of brotherhood, dignity, and unity. The Takfiri Wahhabis try to show that Sunnis are oppressed in Iran because there are no Sunni mosques. Well, first of all, there are churches and synagogues for Christians and Jews in Iran. Do you really think that Iran wouldn't cater for the needs of its Sunni population? Really? Here's a Sunni mosque. Here's another one. There's plenty more. But this entire premise of a Sunni masjid or a Shia masjid makes no sense. It is a sectarian notion in and of itself. Never in all my days did I ever ask whether I was in the UK or in Iran or anywhere else in the world, where is the Shia masjid or where is the Sunni masjid? It's the house of Allah, not the house of Imam Ali or the house of Abu Bakr. If you're Shia, you go in, you make wudu, you pray with your hands down. If you're Sunni, you go in, you make wudu, you pray with your hands folded. That doesn't require special Shia or Sunni facilities. In a truly Islamic civilization, there is no premise of a Shia or Sunni masjid. It's a masjid. I am waiting for these sectarian types to start saying, where is the Shia halal meat? Or where is the Sunni halal meat? They don't make that difference, do they? No, it's just halal meat. You want to know why? Because Muslims are more united for lamb chops than they are for prayers and salah. They know that if they disunite with the butcher, suddenly they ain't going to get their lamb chops. And so nobody differentiates between the Sunni butcher and the Shia butcher because they want their lamb chops. If you can unite for lamb chops but not for salah, what's the matter with you? For God's sake, it's a masjid. The real threat and danger of anti-Shia propaganda videos spreading hatred are perhaps the Sunni brothers and sisters who might get a bit confused and have doubts about the Shias. But having said that, the only people who truly get affected by such videos are people who are already closed-minded sectarian takfiri types
And all you need to do is go to any of their videos and scroll down.
Everywhere.
Pretty much all you'll see is Shia Kafir, Mushrik, Shia Rafida, Kafir Infidel, Shirk Shirk Shirk, Kuf Kuf Kuf. Here's some examples of the kinds of comments that you'll find under Takfiri Wahhabi propaganda targeting Shias in Iran.
May Allah destroy the Shia Kafir Iranian state. Rafida Majusi terrorists. Ayatul Shaitan Dam Zindiq Ruhush Al Hindi.
I don't even know what that means.
We should support ISIS in Iraq, yes?
Shiaism are the cancer. Taqiyah off, taqiyah on.
We, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, will never unite upon Batil.
This is not the way of the Salaf.
Shias are Rafida, are Kuffar, worst than the pagans of Quraysh.
This video has made me an atheist.
I'm done being a Sunni and I'm not going to be a Shia. Goodbye, Islam.
This is all that these types of videos accomplish.
I have come to distrust all Shia, even those who apparently sympathize with oppressed Muslims. Enough is enough. May Allah destroy the Shia disbelievers. Takfir is a must as a Muslim on these filthy pagans. If you do not declare these people as kuffar, then you are yourself a kafir.
And it's precisely this hate-filled mentality which evolves into hate-filled actions. You'll never meet a member of Daesh who says, yeah, sure, Shias are all right, they're our brothers. Hell no. It's almost a prerequisite for joining such violent groups that you have to hate Shias. And such groups end up killing both Shias and Sunnis because they are neither.
And again, these people are not Sunni, even though they claim to be. They're actually in the minority, but they're really loud and their hatred is really noticeable. They remind me of somebody.
Ah, yes, the Shirazi types, their lovers.
Let's look at some of the similarities between them.
Both believe that the Shia school of thought is all about slandering and abusing the Sahaba and the wives of the Prophet.
Both believe that tatbir and bloodletting rituals are an integral part of Shia Islam.
Both hate Iran and the Islamic Revolution with a passion.
Both hate Imam Khomeini and Imam Khamenei.
Neither believes in unity.
Both believe in abusing and insulting those of other schools of thought.
Both these groups don't attack Israel, they don't attack America, they don't defend against the LGBT agenda, or defend against Islamophobes.
Who do they choose to target?
Islamic Pulse, Iran, the revolutionary camp. They choose to attack the Shias who do not curse the Sunnis, the Shias who want unity, the Shias who have been striving and resisting with everything they have against Israel, America, and the Saudis.
Can we ever expect these sectarian-minded individuals with their amateur media to say a word against the illegal, occupying, cancerous tumor of the Zionist regime of Israel?
A word against the great Satan America, which is terrorizing, bullying, and bombing both Sunnis and Shias?
No. Why?
Because they're so busy fanning the flames of the sectarian narrative, pitting Muslims against each other.
And at a time where I should have been working on machinations to expose the LGBT agenda which is being imposed on the Muslim youth, I'm forced instead to reply to these takfiri idiots. Go and look at their profiles.
They have done nothing to help defend Islam or the youth.
Liberal type pseudo-Muslims are becoming role models for the Muslim youth, misleading young Muslim sisters to abandon the hijab to start wearing a turban with makeup and earrings. Young Muslims are endorsing the LGBT agenda and others are spreading feminist ideologies.
Where are your videos addressing these core fundamental Islamic issues?
Gaza is being bombed by Israel. Small children are being arrested, harassed, and murdered. Did these groups do anything to oppose this?
The Christchurch attack, New Zealand, Quetta being bombed, the conspiracy against Muslims being hatched right now in Sri Lanka.
Are you blind? Do you not see that Islam is being attacked from left, right, and center? Why are your efforts focused on exposing the Shias or exposing the Sunnis?
Islamophobes are on a rampage attacking Islam in general.
Why are you not debunking the narratives of the Islamophobes who are attacking both Shias and Sunnis?
No, God forbid, because we have to debunk the arguments of the Sunnis. We have to debunk the arguments of the Shias.
This is why Imam Khomeini said, we Muslims are busy bickering about whether to fold our arms in prayer or not, while the enemy is devising plots to cut our arms off.
And these words are truer today than ever before.
Some Sunnis and even some Shias think that unity is only for political reasons because the Shia are outnumbered and they need the Sunnis. And by default, such a belief translates to them having this doubt that the moment the Shia gain power or outnumber the Sunnis, they're going to force convert all the Sunnis to Shiaism or kill all the Sunnis. So stupid and childish.
First of all, Shias do not need anyone.
May Allah protect me from saying this out of any sort of arrogance, but seriously,
Shi'as have been alone, they have fought alone, and they have been victorious alone. Shi'a-majority Iran for the past 40 years has proven that it has the power to protect its borders militarily, can utilize internal resources effectively, and can build itself without anyone's help, while resisting against constant American threats and sanctions. Shi'a-majority Hezbollah doesn't need anyone's help. They rely on Allah and Allah alone, and that's why they were able to defeat Israel in 2006, and will give Israel a damn good thrashing in any upcoming war. Groups like the Zainabiyun in Pakistan, the Fatimiyun in Afghanistan, the Ansarullah and Houthis in Yemen, the Hashd al-Sha'bi in Iraq, and others too. Even though there are many Sunnis with them as well, all these groups are predominantly Shia, and it's the Shia-led forces taking help from predominantly Orthodox Christian Russia, which beat the American-backed ISIS Daesh. I wish that Sunnis and Shias were more together in this fight against oppression, disbelief in the arrogant camp led by America. But the ground reality is Shias are proving to be organized, independent, and steadfast in their resistance against the tyrannical powers. If Sunnis and others help, that's great. But we do not need anyone. On the contrary, it was Shia Iran which came to the defense of Sunni Bosnia in the 90s, and to this day, Bosnian Sunnis recognize the Shia as their brothers. If you think this is a tactic to convert people to Shia Islam, then you're just being childish. The IRGC sent 5,000 to 14,000 tons of Iranian equipment from 1994 to 96 alone. Hezbollah also sent fighters to defend the Sunni brethren in Bosnia. They didn't go there to hand out leaflets about the 12 Imams. They were giving their blood to defend the lives and rights of Sunni men, women, and children. The Holy Quran says, "Indeed, Allah loves those who fight in His cause in a row as though they are a single structure joined firmly." It doesn't say a Sunni row or Shia row. Furthermore, the predominantly Sunni resistance forces in Palestine, like Hamas, who is funding them? Who is supporting them and training them so that they can defend themselves? Shia Iran, despite the American-Saudi sanctions. The biggest public movements in the world in support of Sunni Palestine every year. Where do they take place? Shia Iran. Yes, Israel is not only a threat for the Palestinians, but for Iran as well, and all Muslim countries, and indeed the entire world. Yes, but at the same time, it is an inherent part of our faith to defend the lives and rights of the people. The Holy Quran, when Dhulqarnain is told that Ya'juj and Ma'juj mufsiduna fil ard, that they oppress and they cause mischief and mayhem in the world, does he turn around and say, "Well, it's your problem"? No! He helps to build a wall and defend those people. Today, the Palestinians are Muslims. Forget that, they're human beings, and Israel has usurped their land. According to our books, the Holy Prophet said, "He who usurps someone's land wrongfully will meet Allah on the day of resurrection, wrathful towards him." Imam Ali says, "One usurped stone in a house is a guarantee for its ruin." The sixth infallible Imam, Imam As-Sadiq, was once asked about one who has taken land without right to it and built upon it, to which he replied, "The building is to be destroyed and the land returned to its rightful owner. The entire lineage of a wrongdoer holds no right." Shia groups like the IRGC in Iran and Hezbollah in Lebanon and others, may Allah bless all of them, believe in what they're doing. It's not just political. To them, it doesn't matter if you are Sunni or Shia or even Christian or Jew for that matter. If you are oppressed, then we will be there for you, because that's what the Quran and Ahlul Bayt teach us. Takfiri Wahhabis try and show that all these Shia militias are enemies of Sunnis and that they are carrying out mass murders of Sunnis. How dare you spread such lies? All of these such things are blatant lies, and it's obvious for anyone who reads between the lines. All the sources used by the Takfiri Wahhabis to make such false claims are based on American, British, Israeli, or Saudi sources, which are hell-bent on sowing the seeds of sectarian hatred between Muslims. The very same sources which have spread hatred and Islamophobia against Muslims in general whenever any of these such organizations mentions the word Sunni or the word Shia. Every Muslim should know that they're trying to twist the reality in order to turn Muslims against each other. If you believe them, you might as well believe Benjamin Netanyahu. They try and say that the resistance fighters are anti-Sunni and killing Sunnis. Well, obviously the Takfiri Wahhabis will describe the resistance as anti-Sunni, because the Takfiri Wahhabis consider ISIS Daesh terrorists to be Sunni. We don't. We do not believe in being united with their filth. We believe in being united with Sunni brothers and sisters, not with Takfiris.
That's why Ayatollah Sistani says in his advice to the fighters on the battlefields, everyone must let go of those sentiments which carry hatred and bigotry. Follow the noble manners. God has made people into different tribes and races so that they may know each other. Do not be overcome by narrow-minded views and personal ego. Do you not see how the majority of Muslims today are engaged in self-destruction, where they spend their resources, energy, and wealth on killing and destruction of each other? They should instead spend their resources and wealth on the advancement of knowledge and multiplying their resources and improve the welfare of the people, and be aware of a punishment which shall not visit the wrongdoers among you exclusively. Indeed, the trouble has arrived. Try to put out the trouble and avoid kindling it. Hold on to the rope of God collectively and do not disunite. They try and show that Ayatollah Sistani is killing Sunnis in Iraq. They are lying. They try and show that Shias are killing Sunnis in Iran. They are lying. In our video, British Shiaism, we exposed the Shirazi cult and those affiliated with them for insulting and abusing the companions and wives of the Holy Prophet. And we made it very clear that we denounce and condemn such sectarian, hate-filled ideologues. The Shirazi types used the argument that, oh, in order to unite with Sunnis, you're disuniting with us Shias. We are not disuniting with Shias. Those Shias who abuse and slander have disunited themselves from the Ummah through their intolerance. Just as ISIS, Daesh, and Takfiri Wahhabis have disunited themselves from the Ummah through their intolerance. It's about these sectarian type people who purposefully become sects and disunite themselves from the Ummah about whom the Quran says, surely they who divided their religion into parts and became sects, you have no concern with them. Their affair is with Allah. Then He will inform them of what they did. Sunniism and Shiaism are not sects per se. They are respected schools of thought within the same religion, which are inherently different yet united. The sectarian Shias who mindlessly insult and abuse the Sahaba and the wives of the Prophet in order to create disunity, we have no concern with them and distance ourselves from them. And as for the sectarian Sunnis who mindlessly bark about kufr and shirk and cause disunity, our Sunni brothers and sisters have no concern for them and disassociate themselves from them. And one thing that you will notice from the sectarian types is that they are so arrogant, it's unbelievable. They will prance around as though they know everything. They have all the knowledge in the world. Everybody else is wrong except them. Everybody else is a mushrik, everybody else is kafir, everybody else is misguided except for them. And it's from this arrogance that their jealousy grows. They don't want to see anyone who they deem as misguided to make progress. And so, this jealousy of theirs boils over onto the Islamic Republic of Iran. How dare these filthy Shia Majusi mushriks build themselves with such pride and independence and build such unprecedented systems of education and attract so many people to the shrines of the Ahlul Bayt and resist against ISIS bombings, etc. How dare they be the ones to spread the teachings of the Prophet and the Quran? They don't have as good an Arabic accent as me. I have a thick Arabic accent while they are Persian. Like seriously, Takfiri Wahhabis will actually believe that they are better and superior to others because of their Arabic recitation. In Sahih Bukhari, the Holy Prophet says, there will come a people from the east who will recite the Quran, but it does not go beyond their throats. Look at the nature of the Takfiri Wahhabis. They do not recite the Holy Quran to contemplate over it or to think about it. No, it remains at their throats. And on top of that, they use that recitation to show how superior they are over other Muslims. Another hadith narrated in Sunni books reports that the Prophet said, the majority of the hypocrites of this Ummah will be its reciters, those who read the Quran and do not act according to it. How dare these filthy Shia mushriks lead the opposition against the pharaohs of the time? How dare they be the ones to lead the battle against America and Israel and the New World Order? We are the only ones who should do that. Who stopped you? Your nuts stopped you. Your arrogance stopped you. Here's a picture of a guy who is still waiting for ISIS to attack Israel. Nope, ISIS is still too busy killing other Muslims. And now the only organized powerful manifestation of the twisted Takfiri Wahhabi ideology is the Saudi regime. Takfiri Wahhabis are infatuated with the Saudi regime, and they try and say that the Saudi regime is Sunni,
I'll tell you again, it's not.
The Saudi regime has done next to nothing for the Palestinian cause. It has signed the biggest arms deal in history with America. The Saudi regime is the ideological cradle of Takfiri Wahhabi groups like ISIS, Daesh. And the Saudi regime has been bombing Yemeni men, women, and children since 2015 until today, where countless people are dying of starvation. There is nothing Sunni about any of these actions. The British and American-backed Saudi family has no Islamic right to govern over the Hijaz, nor any right to use the resources of the Muslim lands, nor any right to claim to be the caretakers of the holiest site of the Kaaba, nor the right to be the caretakers of the holy shrine of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Know this! None of your propaganda against Shias or against the Islamic Republic of Iran will be fruitful for you in this life or the hereafter. Every lie that you speak will be held against you on the Day of Judgment. You might lead a small minority to join groups like ISIS, Daesh, or whatever, and to fight against Iran, but the majority of our Sunni brothers and sisters will see right through your lies, inshallah. And I'll tell you something else, because I know how attached your dirty, dark, envious hearts are to the Saudi regime. I haven't been to Hajj yet. Insha'Allah, I will go to Hajj for the first time when the filth of the Saudi regime is eradicated and the Hijaz is liberated once and for all. The revolutionary Muslims are coming for your Saudi puppet dictator masters, and they're coming united.